Sarah Silverman pushes HR 1, What Kind of Politician Wants to Keep People from Voting? By David Ng on May 10, 2021. Comedian Sarah Silverman is the latest celebrity urging Congress to pass HR 1, the so-called For the People Act, that would gut voter identification requirements, protect illegal immigrants, and federalize election oversight by seizing power from states. Sarah Silverman created a video message for Represent Us, a self-described postpartisan group whose stated goal is to ensure electoral integrity. The organization has aggressively pushed for mass mail voting, claiming it will make elections safer and more inclusive. You gotta ask yourself, what kind of politician wants to keep people from voting? Silverman said in the video. I mean, make no mistake about it, these fucked up voter suppression laws that are popping up everywhere state by state, they're not because of voter fraud. They're because of voter turnout. She also urged senators to stop being assholes and vote for the bill. Watch below. Silverman is the latest in a slew of left-wing Hollywood celebrities who have publicly supported HR 1. While slamming so-called voter suppression laws in states including Georgia and Florida. As Breitbart News reported, HR 1 is designed to nationalize elections and make permanent changes to voting rules, which would virtually ensure Democrat victories in perpetuity. In a recent interview on PBS NewsHour, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, admitted Democrats will have a better chance of holding the House in 2022 if H.R.1 becomes law. The bill also protects illegal immigrants from prosecution if they are registered to vote automatically and never made an affirmative declaration that they were U.S. citizens. Last year, Represent Us Executive Director Josh Silver urged people to push against then-President Donald Trump's rhetoric against mass mail voting. Silver erroneously claimed voting by mail is the same thing as absentee voting. As Breitbart News previously reported, the two are not the same. Universal mail-in voting doesn't require a voter to request a ballot. Instead, registered voters are mailed a ballot unsolicited. By contrast, absentee voting requires a voter to request an absentee ballot before Election Day. The House has already approved H.R. 1, but the bill is facing headwinds in the Senate, including from Senator Joe Manchin, DWV. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.